Jeff Langman joined by Dave Prescott, the head football coach with the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. They get ready for another district matchup coming up this Friday night as they're going to be taking on the Cam Cougars. Both teams coming in 2-2 overall. Coaches, always good to catch up with you. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. It's always good to talk to you, Jeff.
Yeah, Coach, you guys sitting 2-1 right now in the district. Got to feel pretty good about the way you've played so far for the Cougars. They're sitting right now 1-1 in district play, but they've got that big win on the road at Bedford over a ranked team to give them some confidence, even after that loss to Audubon last week. So this is kind of a key matchup because to me, there's so many teams still in the hunt in the district to be able to try and get into the postseason, and both of you teams are one of those.
Yeah, I think these next four games for everybody is really going to be interesting to see how this all pans out. You know, we have a lot of teams that got to play some key games, and this is a big key game for us. We've got to, if we're going to try to keep pace with everybody, you know, you got to win every one you get a chance to, and hopefully we can come out and play well on Friday night and see how that goes.
What have you seen from your team through the first 4 weeks?
Well, I think, you know, we're still struggling a bit on offense. We're improving, you know, things are looking better. In practice, we're getting to, you know, running and blocking well. We're going up against their defense and that type of thing. And defensively, we're still playing pretty outstanding. It's just that we're out there too much.
What has stood out for you about the way the defense is playing?
Well, you know, the fact that they really adjust to all the multi-formations that everybody throws at you and eight-man football. And we just, you know, try to make it so it's just hard to score. But, you know, when you're sitting out there in your deep field without being the consistent offense where our biggest struggle is, they're out there all the time. And eventually teams are going to find a way to move the ball on you. So what we got to do is kind of get them off the field and maybe try to tie up some time with our offense.
I was just going to say, and that puts some pressure on the offense to sustain a few more drives in ball games.
Yeah, I mean, we've had some good moments in the last couple games, and the thing is, it just hasn't been consistently good moments. And the real thing that we need to do is just keep working. You know, We practice it. We look good in practice. So we just need to translate that practice out there into the game field.
Coach, you guys healthy heading into this one. Is this the healthiest you've been maybe since week one?
Yeah, we're looking pretty good. We still have a few little bumps and bruises there, but not anything that we can't play around. Got Landon back this week, and that's going to be big for us. So it gives us another, you know, option there with running our offense the way we want to. And then also we've got some experience with Brody Hunt, and that gives us a little different look, and maybe he throws a little bit better ball than Landon, but Landon definitely runs the offense the way we need to have it ran. So it's kind of a nice problem to have.
Coach, I was a little bit surprised, and you aren't because you've been on the staff at Glidden probably for a long time. But you probably knew this, but this is just the sixth matchup between you two programs since you both went down to eight man. I thought there was probably more of a history, but it's been fairly tight. They're up 3-2 on you right now, but the last three games have not been competitive. You guys really kind of dominated a couple of those matchups. So how is it different getting an opportunity to play against Cam again, and do you feel like you know him very well?
Yeah, I mean, we play JV every year against Cam, and I know the coaches down there, you know, pretty good. They're good friends of mine, and then we come out, and it's a conference game where the kids know each other. It's kind of it falls right in line there with the Arweva and you know, Coon Rapids, where they're in our, you're playing against basketball, you're playing in baseball, and it's always nice to play teams that you have, you know, you're familiar with. But, yeah, the Cam, us kind of a, it was, went pretty well a few years ago. But, you know, like you said, it's been a while since the varsity boys have stepped up on the field against each other, and I'm really looking forward to it.
They've had three different guys play quarterback for them this year. They used the Kaufman kid a lot. Winther will line up a little bit sometimes back there. But what have you seen from the sophomore, the Kaufman kid, and what concerns you about him and their running game? That, you know, the Winther kid's been pretty good there. And then they also like to use Colin Bauer back there as well sometimes.
Yeah, it looks like they just keep running at you, running at you, running at you, and doing different things. And when they break loose, those guys have some pretty decent speed. So you really got to keep everybody corralled. And hopefully our defense can read our keys. And we've seen enough of their plays, watched enough of their films that, you know, we can kind of take care of them there. Last week, you know, they kind of had the same type scenario with Boyer Valley, is that, you know, they ran their quarterback, and that, you know, we have to be able to fight through the blocks and recognize what the line is trying to do to us. So it's just going to be a big matchup that we got to keep in crowd and keep everything in front of us.
Anything with their pass game with the Winther and Bauer kids that seem to be the kind of the main targets, anything concern you at all?
I think we've been playing pretty good pass defense. You know, it's one of those things still, you know, you got to read those guards, and you got to make sure, you know, if you trust what you see, get back in pass defense. And, you know, they like to pull a lot of people. They like to move a lot of people around. They run some different formations that, you know, kind of set guys back and kind of try to pick a hole and that type of thing. But I think, you know, our defensive coordinator, he gets everything lined up pretty well. He watches a lot of film. So hopefully we're going to be pretty well set defensively.
Coach, what do you think they're going to do defensively? You guys really balanced in your running game. Dawson Majerus also has given you a good target in the passing game. So what do they try to take away?
Well, I think, you know, what they'll probably do, they'll come out. They have kind of a wide set defense. It's in more of a lineup like a 3-3, but they play pretty wide. That's kind of our game. We kind of hit off the edges, and we try to like to run some sweeps and that type of thing. Hopefully we can just get our blocking scheme going and run right at them and mix it up with a little bit of pass, so, you know, we can get a little more balanced and keep everybody off of just stacking the box on us and, you know, trying to play some smash mouth, because that's really not our game. But we're going to have to do something to stretch them out a little bit and do some different things to back them off so that it'll open up the run, and hopefully we'll get a few passes in there. We've had a little bit of success last week, and we can come into this week a little more confident in our ability to do that.
I liked what I saw from your guys' special teams, especially the return game, when I called your guys' game against Arweva. How do you feel about special teams going into this matchup?
Now, we work extensively on them. It's a big part of the eight-man game. You know, if you have a good kicker and you can pin people back, it's huge. And if you can set up returns and get yourself good field position, it's even better. So, but, you know, it's something that we drill and we drill and we drill, and we spend some time on it in practice, and the guys are pretty decent at it this year. So, you know, we got a couple good returners in the Rohrbeck boys that are when they're back there. So hopefully we can break one or get at least keep ourselves in the game by keeping a good field position by, you know, having good returns there.
Coach, as always, we always appreciate all of the time. Wish you the absolute best of luck coming up again on Friday night, and appreciate you joining us here today.
Oh, it's great hearing from you, Jeff.